Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hahn and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Second trivia question was, which actress won an Oscar for her performance in the 1990 movie Shakespeare in Love?
Yep. Gwyneth Paltrow?
That is correct. Holy
shit. Oh, good guess.
Founder of Goop.
Founder of Goop.
Goop, is that what it is? Okay, no. So, you know, Pacific Private Money is kind of a major sponsor of the show. It's you guys. What do you guys do for, you know, tell us, I mean, we're talking about loans, real estate and all that. You give us a deal of the week. So kind of give a little backstory as to, you know, why people need you.
Yeah. So I mean, Pacific Private Money, we're private lenders, alternative finance lenders on real estate, mostly residential real estate, but also some small balance commercial. We do ground up construction as well. We lend throughout California to borrowers who come to us for, you know, a myriad of reasons. I mean, whether it's they need money quickly, which is, you know, one of the main reasons why people go to private lenders. And it's just less onerous in terms of paperwork, and a number of other reasons too, which we'll highlight later. But the deal of the week for this week is actually a borrower. Actually, you know what, during the Great Recession, a lot of people, opportunistic investors, people with capital, really jumped on the opportunity when things like this happened. So this past couple of weeks, we had a borrower come to us for needs for several properties. This one is one in Mendocino, where he was purchasing a property valued at $2 million, and the loan amount was 1.1, so it's 55% loan to value. And Mark, you have some insights into this borrower and what he was planning to do with it.
Well, this was one that isn't as common as it was 10 years ago, but it was bank owned. It was owned by a major bank, and there was litigation involved, and the bank got to a point where they just wanted to dispose of the property. And so this opportunistic entrepreneur was able to convince the bank to sign a purchase and sale agreement, selling him the property at basically 50 cents on the dollar. Now, the bank didn't know this. They, I guess they got their own price opinion. And of course, the bank never sent anybody out to actually look at the property. So it's one of those situations where they just didn't really know what they were, you know, getting rid of, so to speak. So it was one of those where we provided 100% of the purchase price financing. He bought it for $1.1 million. We lent him $1.1 million. But we had two strong broker price opinions from local brokers that actually put the likely value of the property in the low $3 million.
Wow.
With some, you know, replace the carpet and paint, some lipstick remodel, replace the appliances, that kind of thing. But regardless, we said that it's at least worth $2 million. And so at that, we figured we were at a very, very strong loan to value. Now, a guy like that can't go to a bank. It just, you know, a bank today, I mean, only private capital, only the private slash hard money capital lending environment is going to take that type of loan request under consideration, because they just, you know, the banks, they're just not equipped to understand the story, because they really don't lend that way. They lend based on a certain amount, a certain percentage of the purchase price. So again, just an opportunistic one that, again, like I thought that was fairly unusual. I was actually surprised to see one of those, because we hadn't gotten one like that quite that juicy in some time. But that was almost like the rule of thumb when we were doing loans back in 2010. And part of me wonders, if there is in certain pockets, in certain communities, decrease in real estate prices or a substantial decrease, which I don't believe will happen. But if it does, there will be those opportunists who will come out who have cash ready to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, we're the company that they would more likely, or companies like Pacific Private Money, is really where opportunists, entrepreneurs, contractors, real estate investors, private capital is really the only source. Bank financing, unless you don't need the money. I mean, that's, you know, when you own a business or you're an entrepreneur, unless you've got a really strong balance sheet and you have money in the bank or a stock portfolio, banks don't want to lend you money for real estate acquisitions. I know it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but banks just really want to loan to homeowners buying homes they're going to live in. That's the business they're in.
And how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in getting a loan because they couldn't get one from the bank?
They can just give us a call here at the office, which is phone number is 415-883-2150, or they can go to the website, which is www.pacificprivatemoney.com. I would say you can come to our office, but we're not going to let you through our doors right now.
You'll have to look in the window.
So yeah, we'll talk to you through the glass. But we're operating. So our team is, every person on our team is working, whether they're remote or here at the office, although I think some of us will be winding down our time here so we can get through this shelter in place soon.
I can't believe we got four more weeks of this stuff. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
At least.
Then you guys are, before we talk about the webinar, which we'll do next week for potential investors, where do you get your money from to fund these loans?
We get them, you know, that's really interesting. We've been talking about this for the last few days. So we get it from individual investors, a lot of people who are looking for the returns like the ones that we provide through the Pacific Private Money Fund. So, you know, in the 7.5-ish range for fund investors, and then, slightly more if you're a trustee investor. To date, you know, we have 200 investors in our fund, and over 500, I would say, trust deed investors.
Yeah.
We also get some of our money from institutional capital, people, you know, essentially Wall Street money that buy some of our loans. And I'll tell you, this over the last month, I've been feel so fortunate that our capital has come from a diverse group of individual investors and institutional, because we were talking about non-QM earlier. All of them were backed by institutional, and most of the institutions have pulled back completely, and that's pretty much wiped out their business. We have all these trusted investors who, you know, are really what will keep private lending going strong during this time.
Gotcha. Hey guys, cutting to another commercial break here. Third trivia question. On the cover of the Let It Be album, which Beatle had the least amount of facial hair? All right. Call 888-912-1190. First caller with the correct answer wins the tanning certificate. Here's the trivia question again. On the cover of the Let It Be album, which Beatle had the least amount of facial hair? All right. You are listening to The Best of Investing. We're talking all things coronavirus, pretty much affecting real estate, but also with the fund. And when we get back, we'll explain a little bit more how the fund works if you're interested in investing. Stay with us. The Best of Investing will be right back.